Now we come to the method of the construction of the church as a temple of God. He says, wherefore remember that once ye, the nations, that is Gentiles in the flesh. So actually the church in Ephesus was made up largely of Gentiles. There was just a colony of Jews that were in Ephesus. Wherefore remember that once ye, the nations, you were Gentiles in the flesh, who were called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, apart from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. I brought a sermon one time, I don't think it was a very good sermon, on what it means to be lost. And this is a passage of Scripture that I use. What does it mean to be lost? You will recall that here we are told certain things. That is, that we were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. We have no right to go back in the Old Testament and take promises God made to Israel and appropriate them for ourselves. He didn't make them to us at all. We were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. And we were strangers from the covenants of the promise. Now, God made certain promises to the nation Israel, and they belong to Him. Now, He's promised them that land. Now, they're going to get it someday, but they'll get it on His terms, not their terms. And we were strangers from the covenants of promise. Now, when I was over that, I didn't attempt to homestead or stake out a claim on this basis that God had promised it in the Old Testament. I understood He was talking to Israel and not to me. And He told me, however, that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Now, that was the position of us as lost people. We were strangers from the covenants of promise. And then, friends, look at this, having no hope. You look at the religions of the world. They have no hope. It's pretty hazy about this matter of after death. There's no resurrection, and there's no hope. And the cults offer no hope at all. They put up a hurdle that no honest human being could get over, having no hope and without God in the world. That was the position of Gentiles. And when Paul wrote this, my ancestors on one side were walking through the jungles and the forests of Germany as heathen and pagan as they come. And the other families over at Scotland, and they were even worse conditioned, so I'm told. They were pagan and heathen. That was our condition, without God in the world and having no hope. That's what it means today, friend, to be lost. And that is the condition of multitudes of people around us today. They have no hope. They're without God in the world. I have to be very frank with you. I think if I was in the position of a lot of these today, I'd crawl up on a bar stool and try to drink and forget it all. What else you gonna do? You got no hope. And the only hope you got is here in this world, and so you better squeeze this life like an orange and get all the juice out of it you can, because you got nothing coming over there. You're without hope and without God in the world, and you're strangers from the covenant of promise. What a position to be in. These are terrible, awful things